What did you enjoy doing together? Places, activities?
We loved the beach. Summertime, we always went to the Hamptons. Joe loved to ski, so we went skiing in the wintertime. He attempted to teach me to ski, and actually, I wasn't that bad at the time. I had a little bit more courage than I do now. We did sledding, and we would always have weekend excursions where we would take a trip to Liberty Science Center with Carrie, or we'd go downtown to the city and just sightsee. Of course, his favorite spot was Battery Park near the World Trade Center.
From the years you dated into the early years of your marriage, what did you admire most about him? A story that would be typical.
Going back to what we had in common, I think one of the main qualities in Joe that I loved was that he loved his home, and that he was just content to be in his house. His favorite time of the year was Christmas, and he just loved everything about the season and his Christmas tree, and just sitting at home with his family and just spending time was, I think one of the most content and pleasurable things for him. You know, he...
Real family,
you know, man. Although he loved to travel home, he just loved being at his home. And he didn't need to go out on a Saturday night to a party or to a movie. He just loved he loved most being home.
So Carrie was about seven, you said, when you married?
Right.
And you also had two other children.
Right.
Brian was born in 1985, and 4 years later, Caitlin was born.
Right.
How did he react the first time you told him you were expecting a child?
Oh, he was thrilled. He loved kids, and he just couldn't wait to have a baby, become a father, and experience the childbirth. And
what ways did he assist you in the whole process?
Well, actually, in the whole process, I had to have a C-section, so the most disappointing part was they wouldn't let him in the operating room with me. Because of my height and weight, I was not allowed to have a spinal anesthetic. I had to have general anesthesia. And at that time, you weren't allowed in the operating room with general anesthesia.
He wanted to be in there for a C-section?
Oh, yeah, he wanted to. And he would have been in there if I had the spinal. But, Joe loved, he was very inquisitive. And he would have loved to see that entire surgery. He always used to say to me, can you get me... can I get in and see an autopsy at work? Can you get me in there? I'd love to see an autopsy. And I thought, oh my God. I said, no, you can't see an autopsy. But he was always very inquisitive about how things worked, about life in general. I mean, he would go into even from stories I would hear with on the trains, you know, with the conductors. He would get on the train and get to know the conductors and see the workings of the engineers and, you know, the running of the trains and the subways. He knew them in and out underneath of the tunnels. And, he loved trains and subways. And he would take us on a trip and walk across the Brooklyn Bridge, you know, and show us, you know, go over the engineering facts about the bridge. And so he was very inquisitive in all aspects of life. I would think that he wanted to be in the, he definitely wanted to see that the C-section, and you know, he had no fears of passing out. He wanted to see everything, but of course they wouldn't let him in with me. But when I woke up, he was there with that video camera. And he was very excited to have a son. And he always wanted his son to be, his firstborn to be Brian Michael. He loved that name. So
just because he liked the sound?
Just loved the name Brian Michael. He didn't want it to be Joseph.
I mean, he wasn't named after anyone in particular. It was just Brian Michael's a
Brian
nice,
Michael.
It's a nice combination.
So when Brian was born, that was his name, Brian Michael.
Was he a strict or a lenient parent?
Joe was a fair parent. Was he strict? He wasn't lenient. I would just say he was fair. He didn't really yell. He wasn't much of a yeller. He was pretty calm in situations, but he was firm. And he meant business, so that...
They knew it.
They knew it. Knew what was going down.
What kind of things did he enjoy doing with all three? Individually or together?
Together, together we all, you know, we always did family excursions, like the ski trips and museum trips and trips into the city. We used to call them field trips. But when Brian was little, Joe was a kid himself. He loved his toys, so he loved to play. And that's what I think the kids remember most about him, is that he played with them.
Sure, he was.
And when
inquisitive.
Brian was little, he would simulate a fire scene, and he'd have the fire trucks and the little tykes people going up the ladder, and he actually videoed a whole fire scene, and you'd see the little fire people moving up the ladder. He'd stop it.
Oh, stop motion. Oh,
yeah.
I'd love to see that.
So he had lots of fun with playing. And projects, he was great with projects. Brian had this bridge project, I remember, and of course the children had to do the project themselves, but it had to be a certain size, and Joe built this tension bridge that was three times the size that the project was supposed to be, and of course you would know that Brian could have never...
How old was Brian when, what grade was he in?
I think he was in fifth grade. And he helped, but Joe built that bridge. Got an A in that project.
I'm sure he did.
And I remember there was another project, and he took him to the water treatment center in New Rochelle and got a tour for Brian so that he could learn about the filtration.
Did he bring a bottle of before and after water?
No, but I remember coming home from work and Joe telling me that Brian, they were discussing the whole getting the tour, and Brian started to turn green, and the man giving them the tour suggested that Brian needed some air. And Brian came home and said, "Mom, the smells were horrible." But he was very active with the kids. And with Carrie, homework, and Caitlin too. I think Caitlin always remembered coming home from school and Daddy helping her with her homework and playing with them. He'd always play with them. And the neighborhood always had lots of kids, and then we always had a lot of children in the neighborhood, so that there was always somebody outside. They would come to the door and he'd have juice and cookies for the kids, and they'd all be outside playing with their little tykes or their sleds, and he'd take them sleigh riding, and the kids had fond memories of their childhood.